The Second Letter of Peter, a reading from the Word of Yahweh, published by the Assembly of Yahweh, Eaton Rapids, Michigan. Chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of Elohim and our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Elohim and of Yahshua our Master. According as the power of Elohim hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and reverence, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to honor and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the nature of Elohim, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience reverence, and to reverence brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Yahshua the Messiah. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Master and our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it right, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Master Yahshua the Messiah hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from Yahweh, the Father, honor and dignity, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent majesty, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Yahweh spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.